Some women imprisoned in Illinois are not getting the same health care benefits as their male counterparts. Men in work release facilities are often enrolled in Medicaid, but a report by the John Howard Association, a prison watchdog, shows women in a similar program are covering their own medical costs. Jennifer Volenkatz is the association's executive director. She says many women don't seek care or must return to prison to see a doctor.
There are women who don't want to go back to a prison, and so they kind of absorb the debt for medical care, and they may have an ongoing condition that requires regular treatment, and then they find themselves financially in a very difficult place.
Of the women surveyed at the Fox Valley Adult Transition Center, just 4% were enrolled in Medicaid. That's compared to 41% enrollment at a comparable facility for men. The John Howard report shows about half of women at Fox Valley take medication. It also says there's significant need for mental health and substance abuse services. Meanwhile, a law aimed at helping Illinois prisoners get back on their feet is not working as intended. The 2017 law made it so people getting out of prison can get a state ID for free. The problem is, they still need other forms of identification to get one, like a birth certificate. That can cost $20. Volenkatz says getting to the appropriate government office can also be an issue.
If we are satisfied that we know the identity of someone well enough to deny them their liberty, we should know who they are well enough to provide them with a state ID upon release from state custody.
She says the state should monitor how many IDs are actually issued with the fee waiver. I'm Dana Vollmer.